Geek Radio Daily for welcome back to it. It's the Anti-Friday. It's Monday, July 26, 2010, but hey, at least it's all the geek without the wait.
Yeah, and there'll be another weekend soon.
I promise. We'll get you there as quick as we possibly can. In the meantime, not talking about anything over the weekend, just moving on with what's going on in life. It is the Flintstress.
What are you doing here, you little freak?
I thought we weren't going to talk about that. Hi,
here.
I'm Billy Flynn.
I know this means nothing now, but I'm sorry.
So, welcome to it.
Okay.
Monday's a look at box office results. Of course, a peek at your Geekified news is all on the way.
Well, first let's start with what happened in the past. We've got in 1775, Benjamin Franklin became the first Postmaster General of the U.S. Post Office.
1835, the first sugarcane plantation in Hawaii was started. Plantations.
Sugar. In 1928, the first all-talk feature film, Lights in New York, opened in New York.
Because where else was it going to open? 1944, U.S. Army training camps were ordered to discontinue the process of segregating black and white soldiers into separate barracks because basically, guys, you're all equal in the fact we're sending you off to die.
Right.
So think about that, won't you?
Speaking of racial equality, in 1948, the first black host of a network show. 1948, early. CBS's Bob Howard show.
I'm Bob Howard. 1952, Mickey Mantle hit his first Grand Slam home run, and you're going to see that about 100 million times on ESPN today.
Maybe, yeah.
No, I guarantee it. Watch.
In 1955, Ted Allen made 72 ringers in a row at horseshoe pitching in Murray, Utah.
Okay, 1956, U.S. Marine Lieutenant Colonel William Rankin made the world's longest parachute jump over North Carolina when thermal winds caught his parachute and tossed him around the sky for 40 minutes before landing.
40 minutes up there, wow.
Yes.
Just chilling. And there's not a whole lot to see over in North Carolina.
Well,
no.
That's not true.
In 1958, Queen Elizabeth II proclaimed her son Charles to be Prince of Wales.
Oh, well, there you go. 1969, scientists got the first look at the rocks brought back from the moon.
Sweet. And also in 69, Sharon Adams, at age 31, became the first woman to sail across the Pacific Ocean.
Come sail away.
You guys, from Yokohama, Japan to San Diego, California.
1983, light flashes were seen on Jupiter's moon. Ooh, not flashlights.
1990, President Bush signed the Americans with Disability Act, barring discrimination against people with physical or mental disabilities like me.
On this date in 1991, Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman, was arrested for exposing himself twice while watching a movie at a theater in Florida. A porno movie in an adult theater, which, okay, big deal. CBS responded to the news by immediately pulling the summer reruns of Pee Wee's Playhouse, which had already been canceled anyway. So, okay. And then he was left for a while. We miss you, dude. Miss you. Birthdays?
Well, starting with Taylor Momsen is 17.
Sure.
He's been in a bunch of little... Oh, wait, that's a girl.
That's a girl, yes.
Cindy Lou Who and How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
She made me really not like that movie at all.
Yeah.
But she was better in Spy Kids, too. Kate Beckinsale is 37. She was Nurse Lieutenant Evelyn Johnson in Pearl Harbor. Okay, fine. She was Selene in Underworld.
Jeremy Piven is 45, on Entourage, and PCU.
There you go, PCU. The goods. Sandra Bullock is 46, actress, Academy Award winning for The Blind Side, you might have heard of. Speed, she doesn't really want you to remember it. She's under no circumstances should you mention The Net.
She's funny. Danny Wilburn is 46. That's Kramer's little friend, Mickey Abbott on Seinfeld.
Kevin Spacey is 51, Lex Luthor. He was in some movie called The Usual Suspects, Lester and American Beauty. I won't tell you who.
Nana Visitor is 53. She's Star Trek 9, obviously, and Battlestar Galactica.
And Jason Voorhees' mom, apparently, in the new movie.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. Helen Mirren is 65. She's played the Queen a lot.
Yeah. Mick Jagger is 67.
That's Sir.
Oh, excuse me, Sir Michael Mick Jagger.
Darlene Love is 69. She's also getting too old for this shit. This is Trish Murtaugh, Danny Glover's wife in the Lethal Weapon series.
James Best, still around at 84. That is Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Mrs. Dog Flash. Blake Edwards is 88, wrote the Pink Panther TV and film series.
That's all I got.
That's all you got? No longer with us, Mary Jo Kopechne, 1940. This is the lady that Ted Kennedy, we do miss you, sir, but... You really should have come clean about that. Stanley Kubrick, born in 1928, director, producer, 2001, many, many, many others. Gene Shepard, born in 1921, wrote and narrated A Christmas Story.
No.
And Gracie Allen, born in 1895, partner and wife of George Burns.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
They were so damned funny. What you got?
Well, starting out with CBS, we've got reruns, unfortunately. How I Met Your Mother, Rules of Engagement, Two and a Half Men, Big Bang Theory is the cushion saturation. Remember that
one?
Nice. And CSI Miami.
Tonight on ABC on a 2-hour The Bachelorette, The Men Tell All.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then 2020 is on.
Mm. NBC brings us America's Got Talent, followed by Last Comic Standing.
The top five are left.
Oh.
Fox has A New Lie to Me and The Good Guys, which I haven't seen and probably should. It looks funny.
It'll be fun. And the CW brings you reruns, unfortunately, of 90210 and Gossip Girl.
AMC American Movie Classics is showing Fear. Remember the Alicia Silverstone, Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, but then directly 90s. After that, they're showing Tin Cup. That's a weird double feature.
I know. It just, I don't get that.
A&E brings us new shows, Intervention and Obsessed.
Tonight on the Family Channel, on Secret Life of an American Teenager, George plans a romantic date for Anna.
Aww.
And on Huge, Ian's friendship with Amber upsets Will. Oh,
dun, dun, dun.
My God.
The FX brings us Armageddon. Armageddon is on tonight.
Followed by Some of All Fear, so it's your Ben Affleck double feature. FMC's got all the right moves. Don't know if you can pause it in the right place on this channel. But it's on tonight.
Yeah. My cousin Vinny is also on. Those two youths.
Sir, no self-respected Southerner uses instant grits. Turner Classic Movies is showing Duel in the Sun, the fantastic, amazing Duel in the Sun, which everyone should see once.
Oh, okay. TNT has new episodes of The Closer, which apparently gets pretty good ratings.
It beats Rachel Maddow and Bill O'Reilly's ass, apparently.
And the new show Rizzoli and Isles. On tonight.
What?
Rizzoli. It's two female New York cops.
Okay. The Chiller Network is what we're watching because terror strikes a family on Christmas Eve when they encounter a mysterious woman in a dense forest. Tonight, Ray Wise and Alexandria Holden face a dead end.
No blasted lettuce today.
So not a one.
People were partying it up.
They were absolutely. Well, they were just. It was too damn hot to move at all to want to
all
type.
All their computers melted.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And we're talking to the nothingness netherworld. We're talking to the aliens that still get the radio transmission that this show isn't. Huh. So if you drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinstras, all at geekradiodaily.com, those kind of things just wouldn't happen. Monday's a look at box office results, a look at your geekified news coming up this anti-Friday edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hi, this is Kirk the Camera Guy.
And Scott Langston from the Wandering Geek Podcast.
And we're both headed to Gen Con Indy this year. I've been going to Gen Con since 1982.
And this will be my first big game convention ever.
Noob.
Huh?
Never mind. As anyone who listens to the Wandering Geek Podcast knows,
we love to talk. And we'll be doing just that with every exhibitor, designer, artist, and gamer who will talk to us.
This, of course, will be far more than our regular shows can handle.
So we'll be sending most of it out as daily chunks of convention goodness in something we're calling
Gen Con Raw. So stop on by www.wanderinggeek.com to check it out.
And give a listen to our Parsec-nominated Wandering Geek podcast.
And WGPR, our monthly music podcast, which is also up for Parsec.
And our Game Bag review show.
www.wanderinggeek.com.
Hi, this is Marina Baccarin, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
And if you don't, she'll open her mouth really wide and eat you.
And not in that good way.
No. Hi. Welcome to the Anti-Friday edition of Geek Radio Daily. So
that was a little salacious for a Monday.
Well, you know, it's how you got to start a Monday off, really.
The buzz is any indicator that movie's going to make some huge bank.
And some movies did. Some movies not so much. Some did just right.
Oh, well, this week's number 10 was last week's number 8, Predators. They made another $2.8 million, not doing too great. Well, they made their budget back.
Yeah,
but just,
so.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll see it.
Number 9, last week's number 7, The Last Airbender, made another $4.1 million. Has made $123 million, but didn't quite make its budget. We'll
yeah,
see.
It's probably going to get just enough.
Just enough to squeak by. This week's number 8,
DVD
last week.
DVD is going
to
do well for
it. Oh, okay. Last week's number 4 is the Twilight Saga, Eclipse. They made another $7 million for like $280 million. Oh. Yikes. Grown Ups was number 7 and was last week's number 6.
I'm Adam Sandler peeing in a pool.
Yeah. He used to be so funny.
There are so many interestingly racial jokes that are used in this by the minority characters that I found interesting.
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 And number 6 was out new this week. Ramona and Beezus made $8 million.
You know, good. Because I'm a fan of Beverly Cleary's writing. You know,
yeah.
This kid's story, boom. You know, and they were cool enough that as a guy, as a kid, I crossed over and
There's
read some of the
Ramonas.
There's
in that movie. I mean, Josh, whatever his last name is, the one who's married to Fergie. He's in this movie.
I don't know what that means at all.
He was also in other movies.
I think I understood any word you just said. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Go ahead.
Number five, last week's number five is Toy Story
Holding
3.
Steady.
Making another $9 million for a total of $379 million on a budget of $200 million. So it hasn't made that much, oddly enough. Go think about that. That's an expensive cartoon.
Right?
Number four, last week's number three, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, making $9.6 million. It's made $42 million on 2 weeks on a budget of $150.
So we will not be seeing Sorcerer's Apprentice 2.
Electric Boogaloo. Number three, last week's number two, Despicable Me, racks up another $24 million, making $161 in 3 weeks on a budget of $69.
Still want to see that.
Apparently, audience goers are looking for less sodium because Salt opened up in number two at $36.5 million on a budget of $110. So word of mouth.
I'm in trouble. I'll need your help.
And the number one movie in America is still Inception, making another $43.5 million. It's made $143 million in 2 weeks on a budget of $160 million.
We have not had a chance to see it yet.
To my shame, still have not seen this movie.
Busy.
So apparently it's really, really good. And for a change, people went to see the really good movie 2 weeks in a row. And so far I haven't. And yes, I feel bad about it.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So Neil Gaiman writes on his blog that that they've asked him that he's going to write the screenplay for the movie version of Anansi Boys, which is the book sequel to, or spinoff if you will, to American Gods. But still, it's getting made, and instead of going somewhere and having somebody just screw it up, they asked Neil to do it, and he's like, yeah, you know what, yeah, I think I'm going to. He was going to write a vampire story, but decided not to under the current situation. And that left a schedule open. Look, somebody called and said, apparently a major star, who we can't name yet, called and wanted him to write the story for him, the screenplay for him to star in.
Interesting.
So, looking forward to that. Keep that on your radar.
Comic book movies have been a little hit and miss here. I don't know. We'll see how.
It's not a comic book.
Well, okay, I'm sorry.
It's a book. It's not even a graphic novel.
I like movies based on books.
Okay, there you go.
You know what else I like?
Big butts and you cannot lie.
Those other brothers can't deny. No, totally different direction. I like invisible tree houses, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's not actually all the way invisible, but it's a pretty darn invisible mirrored treehouse.
Okay.
It's in Sweden by Tom and Vidgard. It's a you think about it and you look at the picture and it almost looks like it's Photoshop or something like that, but it's not. It's actually a tree hotel. It's 40 miles south of the Arctic Circle in Sweden, and it's completely on all sides of this cube mirrored. So if it's in the middle of trees, all you really see is trees. There's one where it's like a shot up and all you see is clouds, and clouds are just covered everywhere. And it's really, really pretty neat. According to the what about birds? You know, are birds just going to fly into the mirrors and kill
themselves?
But it's got a special film that's visible to birds, and it's been applied to the glass.
Oh.
So it's environmentally friendly, and it's really cool on the inside. The design is very modern, very Scandinavian. It's in Sweden. So if you are planning to travel in that area, you could maybe stay at the Tree Hotel. Really super cool. Check this one out.
Wow. All right. So throw out all your Blu-rays because Sony revealed the new laser they're developing alongside Tohoku University. It is a blue-violet laser that fires ultra-fast bursts of very thin beams of light. It looks like a purple light, so we're going to go ahead and call it purple ray, I suppose.
Purple ray.
The wavelength measures 405 nanometers, pulsing for a duration of 3 picoseconds, and for light output will be 100 times that of similar lasers. Now, what does that mean if you don't understand the tech speak? Well, that means it's got 20 times the capacity of a Blu-ray, meaning you could fit 50 movies on one disc, or basically you could fit the entire season of a TV show on one disc.
Wow.
So throw out your Blu-rays, kids. Purple Ray is here to stay.
Only if it's endorsed by Prince.
Yes.
Craziness.
God, get that.
So genetic researchers in London have say that they've discovered a genetic variation that moderates whether victims of bullying will develop emotional problems, like how you respond to being bullied. They did a report studying over 2,000 same-sex five-year-old twins and then assessed at age five, psychologically assessed, and then assessed again at age 12. They were also taking DNA samples. They do a lot of research with twins when they want to determine if it's nature versus nurture,
right.
Making the change. They've also, there was a genetic difference in the 5-HTL gene. Anyway, it looks pretty interesting. But it could actually not just be the environment that you grow in. There may be a genetic link towards how you handle being bullied. I just thought that was kind of interesting because a lot of us geeks probably got a little bit bullied in the past.
No, I don't want to talk about it. So the Egyptian desert may have the best preserved meteor crater on Earth. The Kamil crater is pretty much pristine. It maintains much of its structure, including the rays of ejected material thrown from the crater when the space rock hit. Quote, the crater is really a kind of beauty because it's so well preserved that it will tell us a lot about smaller scale meteorite impacts on the Earth's crust, says Luigi Foco. Luigi, meteorite curator at the Museo Nazionale del Tundra in Siena, Italy. Wow. It's so nice.
Nice.
Thank you. There is something really extraordinary about it. Craters this well preserved are usually only seen on the moon or Mars, where there are fewer environmental and atmospheric pressures. It's 148 foot wide crater, first spotted in Google Earth satellite photos by Italian researchers. So see there, those damn inner tubes just might be good for something after all. Of course, that's how the horror movie starts too. And I hope
that's the hot chick on the highway.
Just use this in the movie. Hot chicks on the highway going to craters. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Thank you so much for stopping by. Go by and like the Facebook page, won't you? Because if you did, you would have already seen the new design for Godzilla from Toho Studios, and it's sweet. Drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flint's result at geekradiodaily.com.
I'll go. His name is Flash. I don't know why, because he ain't too fast. He runs two steps and he runs out of gas. In a one-dog race, he'd come in last. Singing, go, Flash, go. But he just stretching your horn. Singing, go, Flash, go. But he just lay on the lawn.
He's a good dog. Oh, he's got wrinkles. That's sexy, though. You know. Sure, I just love that dog. I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him. Cold nose, no. Sleeps with me sometimes. Mama don't care.
Hawks the covers. What a sweet little...